Well, hey, everybody. This is Callie from Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. If you're tuning in currently, unfortunately, my fellow hostess, Ashley, is unable to join us. So she'll be here in a couple minutes. But what we're going to do is we're going to have you guys sit tight and just hold on. We're going to bring you this evening a lot of really good Halloween-themed music. Some spooktacular music, to be, more specific, I guess. And from Broadway shows like Addams Family or Disney movies like Nightmare Before Christmas, which I know it sounds more like a Christmas movie, but I promise you there's plenty of Halloween in there. We have also got some Rocky Horror Picture Show coming up as well. So if you can just stay put, stay tuned, keep us up live and everything like that, we'll be right back here after a few words.
As many of you already know, KNNA 95.7 La Crosse operates entirely on volunteer work. It also functions entirely on donations. That's right! Donations provided to the station by listeners like you. If you would like to help KNNA grow and continue, please consider a donation. You can go to the web at thecross957.org. That's thecross957.org for more information and to donate. Listen different, think different, live different. 95.7 FM, La Crosse.
KNNA FM 95.7 is radio. Radio is a communication medium, nothing more. KNNA is designed to be confessional Lutheran, Lutheran community informative, and family and entertainment. Our broadcasting can assist the shut-in who can't come to church on Sunday. It can help the hospitalized for the same reason. It can help the person whose work schedule is unfriendly to Sunday morning worship. All so that the Word of God might be heard. Yes, there is a level of outreach connected to FM 95.7. But FM 95.7 is not the church. It is not intended to take the place of the congregation or its pastors or their work. It is FM radio, a communication medium. We are all volunteer. Most of our programming is automated. There is no office or staff or phone watch. If there are pastoral concerns that you would like assistance with, or you would like to speak with our pastors, please contact Good Shepherd Lutheran Church at 402-423-7639 during normal business hours, or come by the church at 3825 Wildbriar Lane. We'll be happy to assist you.
The Addams Family. Hey, everybody. Hello. How's it going?
You're such nerds, and I am into it. So into it. Ooh, are we excited for today's show?
Yeah.
Woo!
Halloween.
I know.
Let's not forget to remind everybody really quick. They're listening to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And I'm Callie.
And I'm Ashley.
And I'm David. Hello.
Sounds good. David, you should move your mic over just a little bit so people can hear you.
Can you not hear me?
No, oh, you can't.
There we go. How's that?
Sure.
Can you still not hear me?
No, it's okay. You're fine, David.
Good deal.
Live radio, gotta love it.
Yep.
Anyways.
Live volunteer radio.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Happy almost Halloween.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
I know you are super excited.
It's my favorite holiday.
I
love Halloween.
Yeah.
Love it.
I could take it or leave it, but it's more fun now that you have Penny around.
Right.
It's
way more
fun.
Yeah. We're dressing up for, what, 3 different events?
Yeah. I've never had so many Halloween events in my life compacted into, like, a short span of time. Like, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be super fun.
I'm excited.
I'm literally only doing it because your kid's there. Things that I do for her.
I know, right? You hate dressing up.
I hate dressing up. Yep. I know. It's not
I
my
know,
jam.
I know. Mm-mm. I know.
So I hope you guys can join us for the next hour. You guys can hopefully sit for a spell and have some brew with us.
I put a spell on you. And now you're mine. You can't stop the things I do. I lie.
No! No! Don't listen to them!
Been 300 years, right down to the day. Now the witch is back, and there's hell to pay. I put a spell on you.
Joke. Happy Halloween.
Thanks a lot.
No, man, I'm serious.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta get
ahead of me.
You're
kidding.
Come on.
Yeah, here, let's go, guys.
Hello, sailor. My name's Wilfred. What's yours? I put a spell on you. And now you're gone. My penny fell on you. And it was strong.
Strong.
And the worst, I put a spell on you. Now you're mine.
Thanks for you.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? Look out! Let's go. If you don't believe, you better get superstitious.
Mom, Dad, take a...
Hey, Max, great show.
Cover your ears.
I put a spell on you.
Bette Midler and oh goodness gracious, Kathy Nahimi and
Jessica Parker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I love my that. Favorite one though is, which I forgot her name, not Bette Midler, not Sarah Jessica. It's the other one. What's her name? You said
Kathy Nahimi.
Yeah, when she pulls out the vacuum because they ran out of brooms.
They ran out of brooms.
Literally, yeah. The best part of the whole thing. And she's just flying through the sky on her. With the cord hang. Oh, heavens, that's so funny.
Oh,
no, I was just getting ready to tell you guys, but I always forget to say it. We, down in, I know, like, Disney World specifically, they have, what's happening?
Nothing, go.
Oh, dramatic. Okay.
You're fine.
Anyway, they have the villains, I don't know if it's like the villains ball or the villains, it's a villain show specifically.
Yeah.
And it's all of the, and the Sanderson sisters are the ones who kind of...
They have that on...
They're like the main attraction, I guess, of that.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I don't really know. But yeah, they got with the Evil Queen and Hook and all of the, well, the villains.
All the villains, yeah.
It's kind of in the title, isn't it? Huh? I know.
Yeah, exactly. Sheesh. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, they just had an episode or a series, I'm going to try to say, a show on, like, I think ABC that showed it, them... Walt Disney World, them getting ready for Halloween.
Yeah, well, in Hocus Pocus, they're actually doing like a, it's some sort of a Hocus Pocus Halloween special.
Yeah, we have it taped.
Are you excited?
So excited. We have not watched it yet. It's on my DVR.
Wait, they already did it?
Yeah, it's 25 years, 40 years, 20 years, how many years? 25 years?
25.
That sounds right. It came out while I was still young.
That
it's okay. It. You can come over and watch it at my house.
Okay.
We'll get the popcorn out.
Okay. I'm fine with that. Ooh, speaking of popcorn, you know what we have next? Something?
Oh, yeah. I was like, no, let me look at my schedule.
So, popcorn, yeah, and I had it for dinner the other night. I had a little bit of popcorn for supper time.
Got your number now. He knows just what you've done. You got no place to hide. You got nowhere right to run. He knows your life of crime. I think it's supper time. Swear on all my spores, when he's gone, the world will be yours. Yours. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Glad you did, not me.
Yeah. I hope that didn't sound wrong earlier and that I actually said it correctly. Wow. I had popcorn for supper time.
I think you did say it.
Yeah, like okay. I said, I was reading and listening at the same time.
I was trying to do one of those fun segue things. And
yeah, and I was trying to read in case I was going to jump in anywhere. And
I know, it's okay.
It didn't work.
Yeah. I'm sure crying. that was Supper Time from the movie Little Shop of Horrors from 1986 with yeah. Rick Moranis. Speaking of Rick Moranis, mm-hmm. I watched Ghostbusters the other day. Mm. Timeless classic. I will never get
it
sick of that
really
movie.
It is really good.
I am the key master. He's so dorky.
He is.
Wonderful.
It works out so well. I really like... Yeah. Ghostbusters is just one of those movies that... I could watch over and over again. It's kind of like Carl and I's movie.
The older Ghostbusters.
The original Ghostbusters
ones.
Is what I'm
I mean,
saying.
The new one was okay, but the originals were
yeah
so much better.
You know, that actually, Ghostbusters is like kind of like my parents' movie. Mm-hmm. They went to that movie on their very first date.
Aww.
Yeah, they went and saw Ghostbusters.
Such a funny movie to go see.
Right?
For a date night, especially.
Yeah, exactly. But... So, I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Ashley, tell us some facts about Halloween.
I had myself a grand time with Google today, specifically. So I found like the top 10 Halloween costumes.
Oh, yeah? What are they?
And I found some for children, adults, and pets. I didn't even know that was going to be in part of the category. Why do people keep track of that?
Yeah, what are the top Halloween costumes for pets?
Right. So the number one for children is action or superhero, which...
Okay, well, that makes sense.
I feel
like
that's like a dumb moment.
Yeah.
For adults is a witch.
Really?
And for a pet, which, how adorable, but it's a pumpkin.
Aww,
I mean, adorable. Anywho's, the second one for kids is Batman character and princess, but isn't that superhero in action? Anyway.
That's what
I mean,
Batman
maybe not princess,
would,
but
Batman is superhero.
Batman. But it's very specific. Batman character.
Huh.
Not
hmm.
like... Anyway.
Anyways.
And that's the same, but Batman characters for adults. So like Batman, Catwoman, Harley Quinn, etc.
Okay.
And then hot dog for the dog, number two. number three for children, which this is going to get kind of confusing for a second here, is animal. So it's a children's costume, but they're dressed up as an animal.
Oh, okay.
Right?
These are very general.
Same with adults. Yeah, I know. And then the pets was to be dressed up as a dog, a lion, or a pirate. That was literally in one category.
So a pet to be dressed up as...
A pet.
A pet.
But we were talking about dressing your dog up as a lion.
Yes. Cause
granted, it was a character in a movie, but still.
Yeah.
My dog is going as a dog.
I know. Perfect.
Because we were going to dress up Falcor like a lion mm-hmm. and see if we could get him into the... was it the
Trunk or
Treat tomorrow evening?
Uh-huh.
Or no, what am I saying? Not tomorrow evening.
Yeah, it was. No, it's not.
It's okay. It's okay. We just can't keep things straight. Anyways, we're going to take him to the Trunk or Treat with us because we're all dressing up as Wizard of Oz characters. And so we're going to have him be the lion since my sister isn't able to make that one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to be the Scarecrow. And Ashley's going to be the Tin Man. Mm-hmm. Penelope's going to be Dorothy. Carl's going to be a flying monkey. And then we're going to see if we could take Wicket. She's our little one.
Uh-huh.
And she's gray. I mean, she's not the color of Toto, but she could be our Toto.
Close enough.
I know, right?
There you go.
But I don't think they'll let us into the Trunk or Treat area with that, but with her. But who knows? We can certainly find out the hard way if it's a no.
Well, our number 10 for children is Wonder Woman. It's the same for adults.
Wow.
And the number 10 for pets is Star Wars characters.
Star Wars characters. Falcor
Falcor
has a Darth Vader costume, and then Wicket has her own Halloween costume because she's named after the Ewok from Star Wars.
Right.
Wicket. So,
well, and your husband has a Star Trek outfit also. I know it's not Star Wars, but it's...
I was going to say, it's not the same thing, Ashley.
I know it's not, but yes, I'm saying you guys can all dress from one of them and just be a whole hodgepodge.
Yeah, star type of thing,
right?
Yeah,
they won't get any looks at all.
Mm-hmm. All right, up next we got a little bit of Sweeney Todd.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Shame and despair to discover your pillow is covered with air. Ought not to be there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, from now on you can waken at ease. You need never again have a worry or care. I will show you a miracle marvelous rare. Gentlemen, you are about to see something more gross than the dead. On the top of my head. Twas Pirelli's miracle elixir. That's what did the trick, sir, true, sir, true. Was it quick, sir, did it in a tick, sir. Just like an elixir, all to do. How about a bottle, mister? Only costs a penny, guaranteed. Does Pirelli stimulate the growth, sir? You can have my oath, sir, tis unique. Rubber minute, stimulating in it. Soon you'll have to think.
Pardon me, ma'am, what's that awful stench?
I'll be standing near an open trench.
I'll be standing near an open trench.
By Pirelli's miracle elixir, anything will slick, sir, suits Brad's curls. Try Pirelli's when they see our fixer. You can have your pick, sir, of the girls. Wanna buy a bowl, missy?
What is this?
What is this?
Smells like this.
Smells like ew.
Looks like this. This is piss, piss with
ink. Pirelli's activate your root, sir.
Keep it off your boots, sir, it's right through.
Yes, get it. Pirelli's use a ball of it. Ladies seem to love it.
Oh, do, do.
Edward Sanders, Helena Bonham Carter, and Johnny Depp singing Pirelli's Miracle Elixir from the 2007 movie musical Sweeney Todd.
I have seen that one.
Yay, David!
We were just talking that. I think you're the only one that's actually, out of the three of us, who's actually seen
it. Yeah, I haven't.
Me and Kelly have
seen
not.
It.
That's rare.
At least in its entirety.
I know, right?
We've seen clips.
Yeah. But I own it. I just haven't gotten a chance to watch it. How awful is that?
Well, I think it's even, wasn't it even on Netflix a while back? And I still didn't even watch
it. It's been
whole
on Freeform the last couple of weeks and stuff for the 31 Nights of Halloween. So, yeah.
So, Halloween originally started back about 2,000 years ago by the Celtic people, Samhain. I'm going to butcher that, and that's okay.
That's okay.
Whatever, those people. they believed that the ghosts of the dead roamed the earth on this holiday so people would then dress up in costumes and leave treats out on their front doorsteps to appease the roaming spirits.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know it was a Celtic holiday. I didn't know it started out not started out as that, because it's probably older
there
than that.
There was a joke going around, at least online, that saying it's more Irish in origin. Halloween is more Irish in origin than St. Paddy's Day. Yep.
Oh, that's
But it has changed so many like ways to celebrate it or how to observe it.
Sorry, guys, my ringtone's going off.
And this is what I have to put up with. You wait till Christmas. The minute Halloween's over, all Christmas with her.
You're going to get that?
No, I'm not. It's Jim, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he did text to see if we needed some assistance. We were having technical difficulties earlier.
Yeah, we're fine. Thanks, Jim. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to chime in. That's my ringtone. It's the Halloween theme from the movie. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I've never seen one of those. Are they good?
Yes.
No.
Yeah?
Yes. It's good 1970s horror films. It's awesome. They're fantastic.
I'm good. I don't do Halloween.
Yeah,
anything.
I know. I know you don't.
I don't like scary. I think Psycho was scary enough for me. And that was, like, really old.
Do you know a good Halloween movie that is not that scary, but it's a good Halloween movie still?
Yeah, and didn't they just...
And they just did a Broadway show of it a couple years ago. The Addams Family.
Ah, the intoxicating spell of the graveyard. Once a year, when the last leaf of autumn falls, we gather to honor the great cycle of life and death. Come, every member of our clan, living, dead, and undecided, and let us celebrate what it is to be an Addams. When you're an Addams, you need to have a little moonlight. When you're an Addams, you need to feel a little chill. You have to see the world in shades of gray. You have to put some poison in your day.
That's the way when you're an Addams.
You need to have a sense of humor. When you're an Addams,
you need to have a taste for death.
Music in Tennessee.
Keep your laughter
and MTV,
and all will be alright. Give us shadows, give us gloom, broken glass in a motel room. Something fun we can all assume and give it all tonight.
And on this special night beneath our family tree, we summon our beloved ancestors.
Whatever called now to be up.
this whole show has been so fun to listen to. I found it just by chance.
And so want to see it.
It is hilarious. So that was obviously, the Addams Family. That was the Broadway show from 2010. And that was the entire cast singing it. Nathan Lane is in it.
Really?
Yes. Who plays Timon from Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he plays Gomez Addams.
I was just going to say, well, who does he?
Yeah, Gomez. Huh. The whole album is pretty awesome.
I remember when you bought it. I remember you got real excited. A little Twitter-pated. A little bit. Name the movie.
Bambi. Yeah, duh. Okay.
We should start doing that. Where I'll just like bring in one-liners and see if you guys can guess them. We're going to do it. We're going to start doing it. Okay? So you want to hear some random facts?
I do. Sure. Let's do it.
So back in the day, before it was called trick-or-treating, it used to be called, this is Europe. Let's put that out there first, because this is before we were here in America.
The Europeans.
Yeah. So it used to be called mumming or guising.
Isn't that the funniest thing?
So anyway.
Mumming.
They used to have to dance for the candy.
Oh, man. I wish they'd bring that back.
Yeah. Right? So
they'd probably give me lots of candy being like, no, this is bad. Just go away. Yeah. Just go away. Here's the whole bucket.
Uncoordinated. Bye-bye. So they're saying that the guys would go around in costumes and they would go door to door performing choreographed dances in groups. They would sing songs and from plays in exchange for treats.
That is amazing.
Right?
I love that idea.
Yeah.
Maybe we should teach Penny to do that.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Right?
Go for it.
She can shake her booty from side to side.
She can.
She's good at that. Or in her car seat, she'll like pump her chest up and down.
I did get her to do a single ladies, and she'll like wave her hand. She like, you know, she doesn't quite do the whole wrist turn thing, but she waves like she's waving goodbye to someone. It's quite hilarious.
Oh.
Right?
She's
so
a hoot.
Another factor, I guess two of them kind of back to back, because things back then were a little sexist. Let's be honest, they were. So the bobbing for apples,
yeah,
used to be a thing that they used for quote unquote fortune telling for your love life, and girls would do it. So I guess depending on whatever apple they would get, I'm not sure how.
Depending on the kind of guy that you got,
right? I don't know if it's like if it had so many freckles or so many spots, or if they had like something attached.
It was a
to
short
it.
And round apple. Well,
or if it had the worm in it, and you know, or if it had a worm, or I don't know what they did.
That's so
I couldn't
weird.
Find that, but it's something about bobbing for apples. That was their big thing. And since because this was a Scottish or an Irish original holiday, the Scottish used to have a night called they would call it, I guess, Cabbage Night. Hmm. Right, that's random. But this was a game that they would use to be fortune telling, where the girls would use cabbage stumps to predict the information about their future husbands. And this happened in like the Massachusetts area, and it was more localized. It was just kind of up in that area.
All about the witchcraft in Massachusetts.
It really but yeah, the teens then skipped the fortune telling and simply went around throwing cabbage at their neighbors' houses. And this is according to the legends and lore in that area. And this was around the late 19th century.
That's funny. Oh, hey, really quick.
Yeah.
So speaking of Massachusetts,
yeah.
Did you see that the house of, oh man, I should have waited and had this pulled up here in a minute. Okay. Mm-hmm. So John Proctor, mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys remember
his
that.
House is going up for sale.
$600,000.
But they're wondering how much of it is actually, tell them people
Okay. John Proctor was actually convicted for witchcraft, and he was hung in 1692.
From the Salem witch trials.
Yes. Yes. So it's located in Peabody, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. which was built in 1638. I cannot talk today. It has 6 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. While the home has been modernized, parts of the original structure, such as the wooden beams, are still mm-hmm. visible. So.
Yeah, I did see that some of the pictures of the house. I mean, it has like a modern bathroom in it.
Yeah. Yeah,
but things like the fireplace still look fairly original.
It's
maybe like resurfaced or refinished a smidge, but it looks like it would probably back then.
Yeah.
But the outside's been renovated to match the way it was originally supposed to be. I guess the downside is in the backyard it has a pool.
Oh,
that kind of feels it kind of lets it
right
down,
there.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
But would you not think that the city would want to try to keep it for
probably not
historical
I mean,
purposes?
It's not... I don't know.
If not, somebody just needs to buy it, make it a cash cow kind of thing. Like, come look at his house.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. Up next, we've got some of our Disney segment.
Woo, so excited.
Halloween Disney songs.
Yay!
Oh, dress, fit like a glove. You don't need much when you're really in love, except for a few things, or so I'm told, like the family jewels and a satchel of gold. Then next to the graveyard by the old oak tree, on a dark foggy night at a 2:45, she was ready to go, but where was he? And then she waited, and then there in the shadows was it the man? The little heartbeat so loud.
And then, baby, everything went black.
Now when she opened her eyes, she was dead as dust. Her jewels were missing and her heart was bust. So she made a vow lying under that tree that she'd wait for her true love to come set her free. Always waiting for someone to ask for her hand. When out of the blue comes this groovy young man who vows forever to be by her side. And that's the story.
What a lineup for our Disney segment.
That was good.
First of all, we had This Is Halloween from The Nightmare Before Christmas, and then we had The Remains of the Day from Corpse Bride.
Both Tim Burton.
Yes, they were, actually. It's kind of funny. Most of the Disney movies that, you know, were musicals were all Tim Burton and Danny Elfman.
Yeah.
Yep, all of that together.
You want to hear some really obnoxious jokes?
I really do. Are they like dad jokes?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
They are so dad jokes.
Okay. Let's listen.
Are you ready?
Let's,
we should give these to Carl so maybe he can use them.
No. Please no.
Okay.
No, I'm
are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. What do ghosts eat for supper?
Goulash.
Blueberries.
Oh, that'd have been good. It's not it, though.
Oh, blueberries. There you go, David.
That is another one of the jokes. That was, what's the ghost's favorite dessert? Blueberry pie.
Oh.
Anywho's, no, it's spaghetti.
Oh.
I don't know why, but that was such a
lame.
What is the most important subject for a witch to learn in school?
I don't know. What?
Spelling.
Oh, spells. Spelling.
Right? I know. Told you dad jokes. What do you call a fat pumpkin?
I don't know. David?
I don't know.
A plumpkin.
A plumpkin.
I don't know why that just tickled the fancy. Why are ghosts so bad at lying?
Because you can see right through them.
Oh,
is that right?
Yeah. Dang.
I don't know.
Point one for Callie on the dad joke.
Yay.
That should tell you a lot. What kind of dessert does a ghost like?
Well, you already told us.
Did I?
Blueberry pie.
No. Oh, that was another one. But no, this one's a different one. I got from different websites. That was what kind of pie. This is what kind of dessert. Different.
What? Okay, whatever. I don't know. What is it?
Don't get technical over there.
What do you think, David?
I don't know.
Ice cream.
Oh.
Okay, I have two more, and then I'll be done.
Okay.
What does a skeleton say before dinner?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Bon appetit. All right, last one.
Okay.
One last one. Okay. What does a witch use to keep her hair up?
I was going to say something with a scrunchie, but that's not.
Scrunchie.
I don't know. I don't know.
Scare spray.
Scare spray.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Use that during Halloween when you have little trick-or-treaters come up. Tell them a stupid dad joke.
Well, I'm not going to have trick-or-treaters come up because we're going to be out trick-or-treating with the kids.
I know us, but the peoples.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you could say it to random people on the street.
Yeah, because that won't be weird. Like, hey, lady. Hey, lady. And just start, like, telling a dad joke. Because that's not going to be awkward. Yeah, not my thing. Sorry. Speaking of awkward.
What?
Next up.
Is some young Frankenstein.
The monster's awake. Igor, we have to come up with some sort of diversion and fast before...
Forget about the foxtrot. Throw away the waltz. Take away the two-step and all that other schmaltz. Are you ready for what's been going on?
makes you woozy. It's the new phenomenon. Have you heard about the mania? If not, then let me explain to you. Yes, sir. It's the Transylvania mania. Whether you're in Ruritania or a dance hall in Albania. Yes, sir. It's the Transylvania mania. Everybody who's been viewing it can't resist its appeal. Everybody's out there doing it, millionaire and schlemiel. So join the fun, let's all be zany. Even Lits in Lithuania love it. It's the latest rage. Lose the blues and don't complain. Hit the dance floor, feel no pain. I love it. Do the Transylvania mania. Just accept it, don't refrain.
Don't resist it.
Kid, let's raise some cania. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's the latest craze. With the French and Brits.
Transylvania mania.
In the newest quip from Algonquin wits.
It's the winning horse that never quits.
It's the paprikash with an ice cold schlitz.
Transylvania mania from the 2008 Broadway show Young Frankenstein. That was such a like a good dancing
beat. We didn't even think song. We could have put like putting all the rich, which we have played that song.
We just played it so many times on the show.
Three to five
before.
Times.
We haven't played anything else from Young Frankenstein.
No, just so because the other one's hilarious.
I know. And I love that one. Another rich. Yeah. Anyways.
Anyhow's. So they're estimating this year that Halloween is going to be celebrated by mo people. Lots more.
Oh, oh my gosh. I thought she was saying like mole people.
No.
Like what?
More.
Moa. Like that she said.
Whatever. Moa. they're people. Estimating about 179 million.
Wow.
Americans.
Million people.
That's not just people, just Americans.
Yeah.
That's up from 171 last year.
Halloween's an exciting holiday.
They're even
it's
guessing.
My favorite holiday.
You want to take a guess how much money the people are collectively are going to spend this year?
I really don't want to know. How much?
$9 billion.
That's disgusting.
Wow.
Well, the candy company is very, very lucky this year.
Yeah, they're saying that this year is going to be, in general, like they've seen like kind of an incline in the last 10 years because people are getting more and more comfortable with the economics, whatever. People are getting more comfortable with everything.
It's bouncing back.
And they're saying that it's less expensive in total, like from like Christmas or Thanksgiving, where people all buy the amount of food, the gifts for everybody else, traveling, that this is one holiday that they can spend money on, but not spend that much. That makes it so more people are spending money.
More people participate in it.
Well, I hope that made any sense.
Yes, it does. It's not like spending on a drive time to, you know, go to Chicago or something like that to go see your family or.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So Halloween is my absolutely number one, my favorite holiday.
Even behind Christmas?
Oh, yeah. No,
I thought Christmas was your number one.
No, Halloween's always been my number one favorite holiday.
Explains a lot. Just kidding.
I used to go all out for Halloween.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we just, Penny came along and it was getting hard to put up all the decorations and things like that so she wouldn't get into them. But I'm hoping that I can pass that down to her. You know, the last Halloween that I got to spend with my grandma, Sherry, my mom's mom, she actually wound up passing away 3 days later. But that was her one thing that she wanted to do. Like, she came, we went into her room and she was in bed and she had all us kids come in one at a time and she gave us a candy bar. And it was pretty neat. I got a Reese's peanut butter cup from her.
Oh, those are the best.
I know, right? That was the last candy that grandma had ever given me. Anyways, it was just I love Halloween and I think she's the reason why she made me love Halloween so much because it was her favorite holiday.
Well, it helps also between that and then you also have a husband that also likes it.
Yeah. We have a giant spider web that goes from our roof to the front of our lawn.
Pretty elaborate with his decorations.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. We're hopefully going to get the fencing up before Halloween.
like a graveyard like a cemetery. Fencing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's cool.
So, on that note, why don't we listen to a little bit of Rocky Horror Picture Show?
What?
over at the Frankenstein Placing, sung by Richard O'Brien, Susan Sarandon, and Barry Bostwick from the 1975 movie Rocky Horror Picture Show. I love that movie.
It is something.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie.
I like it better now as an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate it more. Still not going to be one of those people showing up the Joyo Theater throwing food at the stage, but
It's so fun. It's a good time.
Have you done that a lot?
I have, actually. I've done it 4 times.
You're one of those people.
I'm one of those people.
Got it.
Yeah.
There's 2 categories. Well, actually, I guess 3. There's that one, you, my version, that's like, meh. And then there's like, I absolutely do not like that movie.
Yep. There you go.
Exactly. I'm in the latter category.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it in college, and yeah, not my cup of tea.
Yeah. I feel you.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. You know, Ashley, it is the end of our show tonight.
I know.
The end of our Halloween and cult classic video. Radio show. Yeah. I don't know where I'm
going.
We
have been planning this for a hot minute.
I know. It's one of my favorites.
Like back in January.
So it's been really exciting to play this. So, Ashley and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for listening into this evening to our Halloween special. Right here on Notes from the Stage, we hope you enjoyed some fabulous and spooktacular music. Or I guess I should have said fabulous music. We hope you can join in every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m. where we are live right up here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM, The Cross.
Wishing you guys all an eerie, spooky, hair-raising, and spellbinding Halloween.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Doors creak and the tombstones quake.
Gruesome knockers wane and wake.
Happy haunts materialize
and begin to vocalize.
Grim grinning ghosts about to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Climbs high on the dead oak tree.
Spooks arrive for the midnight spree.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes.
Start to shriek and harmonize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell.
Creepos dream where spirits dwell.
Restless bones etherealize.
Rise as spooks of every size.
When the crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake, spooks come out for a swinging wake. Happy hearts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide. Or a silly spook may sit by your side. Shrouded in a daft disguise.
They pretend to terrorize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
High over dead oak tree, spooks arrive for the midnight spree. Creepy creeps with eerie eyes start to shriek and harmonize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell, weird glows gleam where the spirits quell. Restless bones etherealize, rises spooks of every size.
The cryptos creak and the tombstones quake.
Spooks and knockers wane and wake.
Happy haunts materialize
and begin to vocalize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a darkness hide.
They pretend to terrorize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Creepy creeps with eerie eyes
start to shriek and harmonize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. When you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
hear those dream where spirits dwell.
Restless bones etherealize.
Rise as spooks of every size.
simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your